Relationships are always a challenge. And the reason they're a challenge is because of the personality differences. The least you understand about each other, the more challenging it's going to be. So in these times of high stress, understanding your personalities together, understanding why and how you are handling the stress and how you can support each other really makes all the difference in the world.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews.
Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. It's Rick Nusky. I'm on the line with Eileen Head. Now, Eileen is not only a book author, she's a relationship expert. And on today's call, we're going to be deep diving into some of the, the specialities that Eileen can help couples work through. Welcome to the show, Eileen.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here. I've been looking through your website, as I mentioned earlier, and there is so much great content on there. I know that you have a long story, a personal story, that is going to make a difference to those who are struggling in their relationship. So what I like to do, Eileen, is before we jump into the core of the call, to give a bit of context to what we're going to talk about today, I was wondering if you can share a little bit about your story with the My Future Business audience.
Yes, I met my husband at 16, married him at 18, and thought he was my Prince Charming. And, even as we were dating, I didn't understand why he was often silent or withdrawn. But, I was 18 years old, so I just thought a marriage certificate is going to fix that, or we figure it out in time. And that's not really what happened. Careers and kids and mortgages, our relationship became more stressful because we were unable to connect, and I didn't know what that was. And I spent a lot of time looking for answers in self-help books and workshops and marriage manuals. And, I'd see other couples and it was so easy. They'd lean into each other. They'd look in each other's eyes. Mm-hmm. You could tell they were so comfortable to each other. And I think, what's your secret and why can't I figure that out? That's why I wrote my book, Why Can't I Figure Us Out?
Well, that makes good sense. Yes. Now, I I've been looking at a lot of your videos and the feedback you've been getting from some of the people that you're working with. And obviously what you know makes a great deal of differences to relationships. And in these tumultuous times, Eileen, I'm wondering if we can, talk a little bit about the climate that we're all going through right now, the environment that we're living in, how that's affecting the people that are struggling in their relationships.
Well, relationships are always a challenge. And the reason they're a challenge is because of the personality differences. Mm-hmm. The least you understand about that, about each other, the more challenging it's going to be. And so it's, why does it make sense to me and not to them? Mm-hmm. Why do they leave the cover door open all the time? What drives me crazy, and to the other person, it's like not a big deal. Like, what is the big deal? So in these times of high stress, understanding your personalities together, understanding why and how you are handling the stress and how you can support each other, it really makes all the difference in the world. This time can be, I did a video, will COVID break or be a gift to your relationship? Mm-hmm. It can be a real gift because you do have time to work on it now. And I do give tips for each of the personality types.
Yeah, you had a personal journey of discovery and you used a particular personality technique. I was wondering if we can deep dive into that particular process.
After I left my marriage, I found the Enneagram personalities. And I had searched for years to find the answers. And a lot of people will go, the Ennea what? Or they'll go, I love the Enneagram. The Enneagram's been around since the 1700s, and it's a well-respected model, mm-hmm. personality model. And what's unique about it is that it shows you the path of development. We all have patterns that we do that we're not even conscious of that can sabotage our relationships. We don't realize the impact of those patterns on other people. And so what's really cool about the Enneagram is that it shows you for each personality exactly the patterns to change. So when I look back and I was able to understand my husband's personality and mine and what it was that we weren't able to connect to and our differences and impact on each other, I found my answers.
Yeah, it's amazing because I was watching that video and what struck me, Eileen, was that you learned more about your husband in that short exposure profile, understanding more about reading his profile than you did in all those years. That's stark,
35 years. And you know, I read my own profile and it was like reading my biography. I was shocked at how accurate it was about me. And it showed me my strengths and it showed me my value. See, that's what we're looking for in all our relationships is, mm-hmm. do you value me for this? Do you appreciate me? Do you understand me? And then it showed me the challenges as well. And those stung a bit when I read them. But that's the path of development when you step into those. And so when I put our two personalities together, it was like I could see how intense I was for my peace seeker husband, and I'm a ex-husband, I'm a two supportive personality. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was all about connection and over focus on the relationship, and that seemed controlling to him. And so he would withdraw and I'd see that as rejection. And, you know, and the basis of his personality is keep harmony, no conflict. So he wouldn't speak up. You know, when I looked at that and I thought, this is the dance we did for 35 years.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? I just have something coming into my mind, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I wonder if this was the underlying theme of all of this all along, was this differences in personality. I wonder if it was that simple. Eileen, I wonder if we have a couple and they're starting to, you know, get over that honeymoon period, mm-hmm. and they're starting to feel a little bit, you know, there's some bumps in the road here. What are some of the telltale signs that they can be aware of that, hey, look, you know, maybe our values are differing a little bit here, and what could they do about it?
Well, obviously, from my perspective, is really delve into their Enneagram.
Yeah.
And I do couple dynamics readings where I put the two personalities together and I interpret and translate their similarities, their differences, their strengths, what might be their trigger points, et cetera. And, you know, I've also had, you know, women come to me, I do, should I stay or should I go coaching? Come to me and said, I'm done. He's controlling. You know, he's a bully. I'm not going to stay. And then I work with the two of them. And, you know, she calls me up after three sessions and she says, what did you do to my husband? And I went, how's this going to go? And she said, he's so nice. He's so respectful. I just teach them their energy and how they're communicating with each other and how each of them fundamentally needs to feel loved.
And it's okay to be different, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. That's the whole thing. We choose someone who is different from us because we are looking for those parts for ourselves that we don't have. And then it ends up to be the biggest challenge in our life.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't like seeing that part.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a wonderful. Thank you so much, Eileen. Now, I wonder, given the nature of, you know, intimate relationships, by definition, that means we're close, we're very close to each other. We know everything about each other. Today, where most of us are in this lockdown situation, based on the post that you've created, how does that affect those intimate dynamics at the moment? And how can we navigate through this time, do you think?
Well, I encourage people to start conversations with their partners and to, you know, be interested in, tell me what it's like for you. Like, you know, how are you feeling the stress? What are your worries? How can I support you? To come together stronger.
Yeah.
You know, the difference is I did a survey and the three things that of couples' relationships was they knew that there were personality differences. They didn't know how to solve the personality differences and they fought about the same things over and over again. And they feared the personality differences would break them apart. And it often does. So I encourage in this time to read up on it. I've got tons of stuff on my website and my YouTube channels where you can educate yourself. I've got a free personality quiz.
Yep,
which is
that.
A starting point. And, you know, it is about understanding your partner. And you say they know everything about each other. In 35 years I didn't, and I was intensely focused on that relationship.
Yeah.
And what I was doing was not what was good for the relationship because I was too focused on it.
Yeah. I wonder, is there validity and value to be had in speaking to other people than each other in a relationship, like friends, male friends, female friends, that sort of approach?
Well, if it's a release of pressure, mm-hmm. yes. When I find that, again, when women come in, should I stay or should I go, their friends often see their friend unhappy and they say, oh, just leave them. It's, you know, the relationship is no good. And it's, you know, you're upset and you're not getting your needs met, leave. That's not my perspective. I attempt to do everything I can to rejuvenate, regenerate, and reconnect people because, you know, the partner who is unloving doesn't know how to love you either. And I actually did a talk last night. I'll be posting it on Monday about, you know, the Cinderella and, you know, we're looking for the Prince Charming and our husband seems unloving until we teach them and show them, or one of you gets, you know, does some discovery for yourself and shifts your patterns, that can turn into the love of your life, because the love of your life, that love can die if you don't nurture it.
Absolutely. Some sage advice there. Eileen, I wonder, over the generations, do you notice that the role, you know, the stereotypical role of a male versus a female is changing in society? And if you do notice it, how is it changing in your perspective?
Yeah, you know, for women have felt suppressed for eons of time. And mm-hmm. so they are learning to stand up and speak up. And that is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it also is, it's a challenge to the men. And it's the women now are, I can do it as good as you. I can do it better than you. And somewhere along the line, I think we've lost our feminine presence. We can be equally strong in the feminine presence. And, you know, women are love-based. Most of them are love-based. And men have been taught not to be emotional. And I truly believe that you can shift your relationship by encouraging and appreciating your partner and saying things like, you know, I'm going to figure out how I can love you more. I'm going to figure out some things for me on how to be happy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go search for answers, because my vision is that we're going to go into retirement. We're going to walk down that beach holding hands and we're going to have adventures. And in order to do that, you need that close, connected, loving relationship. And so women who stay stuck because they say, well, my husband isn't willing to go for help, I encourage you, like, don't burn years like I did. Go and get the help yourself and see if you can shift the relationship that way.
Yeah, I wonder, with regard to your daily habits, Eileen, things like exercise and mental health, how does that play its part in creating a wonderful, warm relationship?
For me, life's a mind game. It absolutely is a mind game. And I work very, very hard to keep positive, to keep my vibration high. Mm-hmm. I have a vision that I read every day and every night on what I'm grateful for and the vision I see going forward in my life. I, you know, there's things that I say that, you know, I'm so grateful that I have, and I would love more of this in my life, and I would love more of that in my life. And to me, that's a message to the universe telling them, you know, this is the life I would love to have. And truly, I have a life that I never imagined I could have, from that unhappy marriage to thriving. And people often say that about me, like, oh my gosh, you've got such a great life. I play pickleball, or I used to play pickleball 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I dance, and I've created a life that has a lot of fun and joy in it. And it doesn't happen. You need to create it for yourself.
Yes, thank you. I wonder, do you think there's some value in you time, you know, separate from your partner?
Absolutely.
Mini holidays, if you like.
Yeah, you know, what happens in relationships is we tend to meld together, mm-hmm. and then we just become brown or yep. gray, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Relationships that have a, you know, if you look at couples who have a lot of life in their relationship, they're independent. Two independent people in a relationship together with awareness and consciousness. That's the ingredients I think is required. And when we're giving up parts of ourselves for the other, or wanting to please, or feeling less than, that's when relationships are challenged.
Yes, absolutely. I I, as a father, I often notice how much impact our children tend to have on our mindset towards each other. What do you say for those who are struggling in their relationship, primarily due to the children in their family?
You mean in taking care of them, their responsibility?
Well, you know, sometimes children have a way of manipulating their parents, and sometimes this can create division between the partnerships. How does that work, and how do parents navigate their way through that to maintain a strong relationship?
Well, again, I go back to the Enneagram for the three ingredients. Each of the, you know, if we're looking at a three dynamic, the personality of the father is going to have a different parenting style and life experiences than the mother. And the child as well has a personality by the age of seven. So when you have the information on your parenting style and your wife's and the child and what the child needs and how to nurture, grow, and discipline that child effectively for their personality, you can really create a very healthy, loving, well-rounded child.
Yes, thank you. I'm taking a lot away from this personally. It's amazing what I can learn as the host of the show. Thank you so very much for sharing. Now, how many dimensions are there to the Enneagram personality profiling? Three or four? How many are there?
There's nine personalities. That's the main personalities. And then there's things like the personalities on either side of you, which are called your wings. You have a stress pattern and a path of development. And it sounds very, very complicated, but people grasp it very quickly. And then if you know anybody who's ever studied the Enneagram, they do the Enneagram speak, oh, I'm a two, or that's my two coming out. Or, you know, it's for me, what it's done for me is it's made life fascinating because I understand others. I understand their differences. I understand their struggles. And I understand me. And I have such a strong foundation now for myself. I used to be a people pleaser. I used to feel like I was clothes on a clothesline. My hands were attached, but my feet were flapping in the wind. Yep. And I was somebody for everybody. And now I'm calm. I'm grounded. I don't get thrown by other people. I can often de-escalate things very quickly because I know it's not about me. It's a pattern they're reacting from. It gives you so many life skills to create happier relationships. And I can say there's no drama in my life or my kids' lives, even with my ex-husband, there's no drama.
Yeah, do you find that you're able to, I guess, understand somebody very quickly, knowing that, you know, you have this insider information when you first meet someone?
Sometimes I can pick up, you know, I can pick up their personality because the research is there since the 1700s on the Enneagram. There's words that certain personalities use. There's body language. There's there's posture. There's all kinds of things. And I love this so much. I've been studying it for so many years that it gives me a great wealth of knowledge. And even in the coaching that I do, very quickly, you know, even yesterday I was coaching a client and could show them their impact on their partner and why their partner was reacting that way and how they can shift that around in a positive way. It just is a quick way.
Yeah. Do you find when you're working with your clients that are going through some challenges in their relationship, they are in a dark place because you talked about life as a mind game. What are some of the practical steps that people who are suffering can actually take right now?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Even in great relationships, we can often feel stuck, trapped, and powerless. And it's that powerlessness. That's why this, where we are now, is so challenging. It's the powerlessness of it. There's nothing we can do to change the situation right now other than our own attitude. And the things that people can take away right now is, ask me the question again, I got lost.
No. If somebody's in a bad place in their mind, we talked about mindset being, you know, the essence of life, essentially. If they're in that dark place, what are some practical approaches that they can take to help them work through this time?
You're hearing it everywhere, and it's the absolute truth. Gratitude.
Yep.
Absolute gratitude. I wake up in the morning, spring is coming here, please God, soon, because we're I'm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and we're still getting skiffs of snow.
Oh.
And, you know, to hear the birds sing, to know that spring's coming. Someone said, you know, my furnace was out and my furnace came on. If you look for the wonderful gifts in your relationship, if you look for the gifts that are all around you and you really embrace them and you spend the day looking, so at the end of the day you do three gratitude things, I guarantee you'll shift.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's three other things I'd like to add to that. There's languaging. There's words that I will absolutely reframe immediately if they happen to come out of my mouth. And one of them is should. There's no shoulds. Mm-hmm. There's only choose to or choose not to. Instead of can't, it's I will or I will not. And try. I get rid of those. They are language that is very low vibrational and very, you know, you're more empowered when you use words like everything in life is a choice. I choose to or I choose not to.
Yeah, that's definitely some sage feedback. Thank you so much, Eileen. I wonder from an external perspective, today's 21st century technology, is this having a negative or positive impact on relationships? And should we be, I guess, shifting our relationships to turn off the technology sometimes to maintain our relationships?
Yeah, technology takes you away from each other. It's separate, you know, unless you're sitting and watching a movie together, mm-hmm. and then you're interacting together. Too much of anything is not a good thing. And you know, we go back to the basics of what relationships have all been about. It's about talking out your feelings. It is about sharing your vulnerabilities. It is about enjoying and allowing the other person to show them what their world looks like and what they're excited about. That's what relationships are about, is allowing that in, to the differences. Again, coming back to that, to allow that in, to, you know, I always said to my husband, who he was my silent partner, he didn't talk a lot. and so I always said to him, you know, when you tell me something, I'm fascinated. It's not part of my world. It's I never thought of it like that. And if we take that attitude and open up to our partners, they're going to feel more valued, more appreciated. That's the basis.
Is this also about, I guess, physical touch and being able to become intimate in that way and reconnecting physically? Because I personally value physical touch, holding hands and walking and kissing and things like that. How important is that in a relationship, do you think?
Well, of course, if you're going to be intimate.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It is part of it. And couples who are not who don't touch each other or look into each other's eyes or smile during the day will I believe have more challenges in their sex life as well. And but interestingly enough, there's certain personalities that don't like to be hugged or touched, you know, the mm-hmm. eight asserters, the strong personalities, the intellects and introverts, the five contemplators, research, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, they feel that's a bit intrusive unless they invite it in or certain times. So for us touchy-feely people, we can be a bit much.
Bit overwhelming.
You know, I get the feeling of people shrinking away from me. I'm getting better at reading that. You know, it's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I think of something I heard somewhere along the line about sex being a form of play in a relationship. How important is that play? I mean, again, I presume that this comes back to this idea of which personality box do I fit within?
Yeah. I think play and fun is fundamental. Mm-hmm. If you're not having fun with your partner, then you're struggling.
Yeah.
Then you're having challenges. And again, it is a consciousness. And it is, I did a 5-day relationship challenge where it was personality based, but I gave them tasks for 5 days. And at the end of it, this gal sent me a notice and she said, you know, you absolutely changed our marriage. We spent 4.5 hours in the hot tub and we talked about things we've never talked about. And I shared with him things I never knew about myself. And I asked him things about, you know, him. That just ignited some information to open up doors and conversations. And she said it absolutely changed their lives.
This is wonderful. I can only imagine the number of transformations in relationships that you've seen, Eileen. Now, when people connect with you, and you've never met them before, how do you get an understanding about their situation and what are the steps that you take with them to start that journey?
Well, the fundamental, my coaching is very specified and very unique in that I do use the Enneagram. It is the basis for me to understand them and then to understand their partner and their dynamics. And if they're single as well, to understand, you know, where they may be stuck, what sort of partner they might be looking for, recognizing what most people don't know is their gifts, what makes them great. And so, you know, we sort of start there. I find out what they're coming to me for, you know, what the challenge is. And then it's giving them information on their patterns and their behaviors and their consciousness and their awareness.
So would that mean that somebody should either book a relationship call with you first, or should they just go to your website and do the personality test first? Which one should come first?
Either way, on my website, eileenhead.com, I offer a free call. Mm-hmm. Like hop on the phone with me and we're going to figure out, you know, where you're at, what's happening. And then I can tell you about the resources that are going to help you. And the personality quiz is also, or test is also free.
Fantastic. Great resources available there. How long does it take, do you know, from your experience, for somebody to turn around their relationship once they start working on them? How long's a piece of string?
It depends on their willingness.
Yep.
Because sometimes they're there to fix their partner.
Yep.
We've all been down that road. Not my problem. You're the problem.
Shape up or ship out.
I don't know how many years I spent there. If you would do that, we'd have the perfect relationship. And then as I did my own inner work, I saw my impact and I saw my opportunity to change that. So, you know, that's sort of where we start. We start with a call. Where are you at? What is it that you're struggling with? Sometimes it's careers. Sometimes it's kids. You know, sometimes it's parents or they're starting their own business. I coach on a lot of different levels, and it all comes down to personality. It really, really does.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, they're the things we've not necessarily touched on today. Is this the career impact, the money stresses? We've touched on children. There are so many different dimensions to this. I can only imagine the sort of experiences that you've had. And I'd just like to go to that moment where you had that personal realization, Eileen, once you read your profile. How did you feel when you recognized that, oh, wow, you know, I could have done this so much differently, so much sooner? How did you feel at that moment? Was it elation? Was it sadness? How did you feel?
Oh, it was the greatest aha moment. See, I knew there were secrets. Mm-hmm. To relationships, because some people could figure them out, and I thought why can't you figure it out? Like, seriously, why can't you find the answer? And so when I found this, and I put our two profiles together, and I could see myself, and you know, the biggest thing for me was to feel compassion for myself, in that the struggles I've had in my life, and there it was for me to understand why there were those struggles for me, and you know, why these patterns had developed and this personality had developed this way. And it was validation and understanding and excitement. Now that I know what it is, now I can change it.
And not only that, it would have been the moment in time, that tangent, I guess the genesis for what you do today to help others, because you know the answer. And so many of us are walking around with our eyes closed in this respect, aren't we?
Yeah, I started taking my training immediately. Mm. The minute I found it, it was like, I don't want other people to struggle. I want them to know there's answers. And I started taking my training immediately. And it's why I'm so passionate. I just believe people don't need to struggle. The challenge is that people don't understand the powerful tool that it is, and that it's used in corporations, it's used in religions, therapists use it, it's taught at universities. This is a well-respected model with scientific data. This is not astrology. This is not other stuff. This is psychological, scientific data.
This is absolutely powerful tools and techniques that you work with on a daily basis, Eileen. Now, when people want to connect with you and they want to work with you, they want to work on their relationships, where are they going to find you?
They can find me at eileenhead.com.
That's a simple one. There you go. For everybody who's on the call today, a wonderful call. If you're in a relationship and you want to work on it, you want to improve on the building blocks that you have in place already, reach out to Eileen at eileenhead.com. No matter where you find this call, you will find the links back to Eileen's wonderful website. Eileen, thank you so very much for spending some time with me on the My Future Business Show today.
Thank you. I just want to add one other thing. I'm developing a program called Open Your Heart to Lasting Love. And it's going to be a great online program. And I already have one called Get Love the Way You Need. Very inexpensive program to delve deep into your relationships and your personalities. So thank you for having me on.
Oh, look, it's absolutely been my pleasure. Now, with that program, would that be available through eileenhead.com?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Be sure to be on the lookout for that. Again, Eileen, thank you very much for being on the show with me today.
Bye for now. Keep well, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.